Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Oh, welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox, 97.1 FM Talk. Happy to be with you here in St. Louis. I'm glad I'm not on the campus of UCLA right now, because if I was, that means I'm a protester about to get arrested, and I'm glad I'm not there. Yeesh. All right, so we're watching those live dismantling of the what looks like homeless encampment on UCLA, but instead it's the protesters. I don't think have showered in a week that are out there in their drum circles and getting a dose of reality at the moment, realizing that you can't just set up shop and harass Jews and just allow that to happen forever. Even in California, that won't fly. So we're watching police move in on protesters right now. But before we get to the big part of the show, we wanted to welcome in Annie Fry, who's joining us live this morning in Illinois. And there's something big happening in there today. Annie, good morning.
Good morning. It's good to talk to you. You and I don't get to talk to each other very often. Every once in a while, you're in for me, so I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you this morning.
I know. I told Carl and Kim during the break, I said, I fill in for Annie, and I can't remember the last time we had a conversation. It's been years, but I'm filling in for her all the time. It's so good to talk to you. So tell me, what's going on in Illinois, and this morning, you're actually looking for some help?
Yes, I am looking for some help. And I got to tell you what, it's really frustrating. Last night I was at the Fox Theater trying to take in a show. I haven't been to the Fox forever. And I'm just trying to enjoy the show. And all of a sudden my phone is going crazy. And I'm thinking, oh no, something's going on with my kids or the sitter. No, it's the Illinois Democrats. And hear me out here. This is what the Illinois Democrats did yesterday at about noon. The House Democrats decided that they were going to commandeer a Senate bill that had been passed and sent over to the House, put some legislative notes in it. And this is like legislative nerd stuff. So I'm not going to get too much in the weeds here, but I'm going to tell you what the result of the Democrats' actions was. Yesterday at noon, they passed a bill that would make it basically impossible for Republicans, specifically in the Illinois House District 112, which is Edwardsville, some Collinsville, Madison County, St. Clair County, the 112th district. That's a very important key part of all of this, touches this area over here. And it's Katie Stewart's current district. The Republicans did not run anybody in the primary, and they were going to do what they always do, which is slate a candidate of their choosing. And they were going to have until, I think it's like maybe June 1st, to collect the 500 necessary signatures to get their Republican candidate on the ballot. What the House Democrats passed yesterday at noon is taking away those Republicans' ability to slate their own candidate through these documents in the normal timeline that they normally would. They put legislative notes, and this is very important. Jay Hoffman, a Southern Illinois House Democrat, is the one who took this Senate bill that has something to do with DCFS, put some legislative notes on it to get it passed. And they're going to try to get it on J.B. Pritzker's desk to sign on Friday morning, tomorrow. So we have to complete the necessary signatures. And this is just to get a Republican on the ballot in November. All we need is people to come out to the Holiday Inn Express in Edwardsville, where I am going to stand out here with Jake Heaven and collect signatures just so that there can be a Republican on the ballot in the 112th. Go ahead, Kim.
How many signatures do you guys need?
So this makes me so mad because I'm up at 7 a.m. on a morning to get signatures here, and they were supposed to have the whole month of May to do this. They had over 200 signatures before this happened yesterday at noon, and they have been going. The Republicans are on the move here so far. Last night they got, I think, maybe a couple hundred signatures last night. And so we are trying to close the gap, but you got to get more than 500 because they're going to try to, you know, cancel some of the signatures. Maybe some of them don't become valid or whatever. So we probably need about 200, 250 signatures just to be super safe today. And I got to tell you about the candidate. I got to tell you about Jake Heaven here real quick. 27 years served in the Illinois State Police. He is spent over 8 years as the chief of police in Edwardsville. He's lived his entire life in Madison County. He raised his kids here. He just has two new grandbabies. He's the city administrator of Troy, Illinois. He is out here, and I started asking questions about what happened yesterday in the legislature. And he goes, Annie, I'm so new to this. He is not a politician. He is a servant, and he is somebody who just wants his name on the ballot. And because he's a Republican, and because the Democrats know that Katie Stewart's seat in the 112th is in jeopardy, they are trying to keep the Republicans from having an option for somebody to vote in November through the dirtiest of dirty tricks. And I think that if you are in the 112th district in Illinois, I'm going to come stand out here. I would like to shake your hand and thank you for your signature, which is not a vote for anybody. It's just to say, yeah, there should be some choice for voters in November between Katie Stewart and another option that you might have if you've been dissatisfied with her time in Springfield.
Yeah, and can I just say I'm really shocked here because Illinois is not really known for dirty politics.
Oh, stop it. Ryan Recker.
The Democrats are great.
I'm trying to take in a nice show, Moulin Rouge, at the Fox Theater last night, and these guys have to ruin the experience by trying to do this type of... This is what they do. And when you have a supermajority of Democrats in the House, and you have a supermajority of Democrats in the Senate, and you have J.B. Pritzker sitting at his desk in Chicago because he doesn't even know where Springfield, Illinois, let alone Southern Illinois is, he's going to sign that sucker the second it gets across his desk, and they don't care. They don't have anybody to answer to unless we show up today, put your pen on a paper, and just say, I don't even care if you're a Democrat in the 112th, get your butt out here and sign to make sure that we can get this candidate on the ballot, because this is what elections are about. And if you want to interfere with the election, like the Illinois Democrats are trying to do, if that's what you stand for, then, you know, carry on. It's against the Illinois way, like you said. But I think that we're better than that. I think we deserve options. And Katie Stewart and the Illinois Democrats don't want you to have options. So if you want an option, come to the Holiday Inn Express in Edwardsville. I'm standing out here in a blue jacket. Brad just showed up to support us. And Jake Heaven is out here. He's the guy who wants to be on the ballot. And he is not a politician. He's not used to this. He's just trying to continue to contribute.
If it was the other way around, J.B. Pritzker, if he needed some signatures, he would have as many illegal immigrants as he wanted sign that thing. And you know what? You're trying to do it the right way. And they're trying to do everything they can. And you're fighting with an arm tied behind your back the way they're putting you up against the wall here. So let's, again, if you're in Illinois and you're in a certain area and you are in that district, to sign that petition, where do they need to go?
The Holiday Inn Express in Edwardsville. It's kind of close to Sonic and Bella Milano and Kloss Furniture. We're kind of in that area. We're standing out front by the portico awning that you can drive under if you were to stop here at the Holiday Inn Express. You do have to be in the 112th district, a resident in the 112th district, for your signature to count. So if you want to support us but you're not in the district, we will come up with new ways for you to do that. But if you are in the 112th, I'm pleading with you to come out here. And then also, I think it's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. today, they're going to do an additional one at Township Park, which is Airplane Park in Edwardsville. If you know, you know. to come out here and get your ink on the paper too. And just basically you're supporting a democratic republic by signing this document. And I encourage you to come out and see us.
I hope to hear some good news from you later today on your show that you got enough signatures. Andy Fry, thank you for coming on and good luck to you.
Thank you for the time this morning, Ryan, Kim, Carl, Ethan, everybody. Appreciate it so much.
All right. We have Jim Talent, former U.S. Senator, chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council, joining us after the break, and David Rubin joining us later this hour as well. A lot of exciting things going on the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on 97.1 FM Talk.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Joining us now is former U.S. Senator and chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council, Jim Talent. Thank you for coming on to St. Louis this morning.
It's great to be with you, Ryan.
I saw a headline in Bloomberg, and I wanted to get your reaction. And this is from Jordan Fabian of Bloomberg. Biden faces make-or-break moment in Gaza ceasefire talks. And the gist of the article is President Biden and the Democrats in a re-election year. This is going to be one of their most defining moments of their chance to pitch why he should be president of the United States again. If he bumbles this, he's going to bumble his chances to be re-elected. What are your thoughts about the Gaza ceasefire talks and a perhaps make or break moment for the Biden administration?
Well, I think he's kind of already bumbled it because he's been equivocating in his positions when he should have been supporting Israel on the first order question of whether the Jewish state had the right to defend itself. I think that has tended to prolong this war because Hamas knows or believes that the United States might stop Israel and therefore has no real reason to come to an agreement. They know they can not agree and then delay and get the agreement later or wait to see if Israel does indeed move against Rafah. The other thing I'll just say politically, you know, this is an issue that divides Biden's base. There are some who want Israel to win, some who want Israel to lose, and they both feel very strongly about it. And when you're in that position, you need to take a position You need to be clear about it, and you need to stick with it politically, because otherwise what happens is the people who on both sides end up disagreeing with you, and you alienate everybody and earn everybody's contempt. And I think that's basically what's happened so far.
Yeah, and I think if it were up to the Democrats, they would want to make this election strictly on abortion, because that's all they're trying to push right now, because that may be their winning ticket to get their base together. But anything else that goes on does not look good for Biden right now.
Yeah, I mean, the main issues for American voters continue to be the issues that affect them directly. You know, inflation, crime, the effects of the completely opening the border. And what is it now? 9 million people coming into the country illegally. Yeah, I think those are the main issues. But again, you know, politically, sometimes you talk about the only thing you can talk about that doesn't hurt you, which is for them, I guess, abortion. So we're going to hear a lot about that. And then they're also going to continue to attempt to demonize Donald Trump and also evidently put him in jail. You know what I mean? I don't think that's going well for them either. I think that's become a net political loser for them at this point.
What are your thoughts on Marjorie Taylor Greene coming out yesterday and saying she's going to force a vote next week to oust Mike Johnson as speaker?
Yeah, Kim, I have no reason to doubt what I don't know if Johnson has said this, but they're acting pretty confident. I think that that's probably going to be defeated, and I think it's a huge mistake. It would be a huge mistake if they don't defeat it. You know, they ought to table it, and that, I think, would end this. You need stability in the leadership. You know, in a way, if you think of a sports team, you know, you may have to fire the coach, but generally speaking, you don't do it in the middle of the year, and you certainly don't do it twice in the middle of the year, right? Because you introduce such instability that the team can't function. Personally, I think Johnson's doing a pretty good job in very difficult circumstances. But even if I was there, even if I didn't, I would say, you know, let's pull together, do the best we can the rest of this year, get a bigger majority, and then come back next year ready to fight.
Are you surprised so many Democrats, Hakeem Jeffries, are coming out, Catherine Clark, saying, yeah, we back Mike Johnson, we're going to make sure this vote doesn't go through?
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised. I think that, well, yeah, you know, I guess on one level I am, well, yeah, I'm going to vote to remove the Republican speaker, but they know too. And I'm glad they're saying that this is not good for the House, not good for the country, and really not good for anybody. So they're going to get instability, and they're going to focus on what they want to do politically, which is to get a majority.
Yep. Have you been watching the protests and the police go moving in on UCLA this morning? I'm actually surprised it kind of took this long, but this is kind of the big breaking news story this morning on the college campuses. This also has to be pretty shocking to you to see how far college campuses have really fallen when it comes to protests like this.
Yeah, the tactics, I mean, you see this kind of thing on colleges sometimes, but the cause, which is really just anti-Semitism, it's just hatred of Israel. It's a combination of arrogance and ignorance, and it's a deadly combination, because when you're ignorant and you're arrogant, you don't think you need to learn anything, right? And what we're seeing here, Ryan, is, again, the failure of the authorities' policy. When in this kind of a situation, when the protesters cross the line into disorder, illegality, you have to move in right away. And you have to impose sanctions on them. If you don't, the problem grows. And then when you do finally have to stop it, as eventually you will, you have to use a lot more force than you would have if you'd moved quickly. So, I mean, look at how Washington University handled it. I mean, that's what you do. You make the rules, or Ben Sasse at the University of Florida, make the rules clear. And when they violate it, move in. And then you put a stop to it. But you know, the people who run these campuses, many of them just never learn. I mean, experience goes through them without stopping.
Yeah, and it amazes me, too, when you have leaders say, we're not going to do anything because it's peaceful. But you can kind of test if it's a peaceful protest the minute you bring out an Israeli flag. And if people are enraged and start going into a violent fit, then maybe it's not a peaceful protest.
Yeah,
maybe it's not.
They're violating. I mean, you can't occupy parts of property that you don't own. You know, it's illegal. And if they wanted to march around complying with the rules of the university regarding, you know, peaceful protest, sure, I mean, you allow that. They're staying within the rules, even though I think, as I said, I think the cause for which basically they're pro-Hamas. And you have to wonder how anybody can be pro-Hamas. But they have a right to do it if they stick within the rules. If they don't, as I said, you got to move in. And I don't know how often they have to go through this exercise, these university administrators, before they finally learn.
Yep. One thing we can all agree on, it probably doesn't smell good in some of these sections on the campus.
I would imagine you're correct.
Jim Talent, former U.S. Senator, chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council. You hear him on this show and others at Jim Talent on Twitter, X. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, joins us after the break. 97.1 FM Talk.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'm Ryan Recker, filling in. Happy to be here with you today. I just got a text message from Bo Matthews, who's listening this morning.
In the thought tub?
In the thought tub. It made me very happy to see his name show up on my phone. So I know that, Kim, you get to work with him this week, which is super cool.
Pew, pew.
Lucky you. Joining us now is the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, founder of the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund. David Rubin, thank you for coming on to 97.1. Hello, David.
Yes, hello. Good to be with you.
Mr. Rubin, thank you so much for coming on. And we've been watching the live feed out at UCLA and all the pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas protesters that have been clashing with police this morning, and kind of the backdrop we've seen on a lot of universities across the United States. And we all watch it, and part of it is you see the spray paint word Rafa, and you see some of these protesters shouting and yelling a lot of things they really don't know about, to be honest. But when it comes to Israel's war with Hamas and these terrorists, now there's another hostage deal that is on the table. And it always makes me wonder, will Hamas ever be honest in their negotiating? I don't think they can be. And it always makes me wonder, too, how can you even negotiate with a terrorist organization that are holding your people and expect them to be negotiating honestly?
Well, the short answer is you can't. You know, there is an old biblical adage that says that when you're dealing with a bitter enemy, that you do not make any covenants with them, that you do not negotiate with them. And there is something to that. I think it's absolutely insane that on October 7th, they massacred 1,200 of our civilians, unarmed civilians, who were just going about their lives. They invaded their communities. They tortured them. They savagely killed them, raping many of the women first, torturing the elderly people, beheading babies. All that was done on one day, on October 7th, and then they took about 250 of them hostages into slavery in Gaza, and about 133 remain today. I don't think you can negotiate with people of that kind. What you do with people who are evil, if I could use such a word in the politically correct atmosphere, what you do to evil people is you go in, you make war against them, and you destroy them. You wipe them out. That's what was done with the Nazis in World War II. That's what has to be done today with the Hamas in Gaza.
And I look at this and I try to imagine if it was our country, and let's say we were invaded and there were hostages taken and women and children were still there, 133, the number you mentioned, I would want the United States to do everything they could to bring those people back. And, you know, if that was someone that was a loved one of mine or someone in my community, even more so, I would want to see the United States act that way. And I wouldn't care what other countries or other protesters in other countries are saying. I just want our people back, knowing that we are dealing with terrorists here. So I'm hoping that Israel doesn't find themselves in a position where they're hearing from all these other, you know, governing bodies and, oh, we're investigating this and doing that, when the goal is to bring back your people and eliminate the terrorists.
That's right. Those are the two main goals. And, of course, there's a third goal, which is to make sure that that whatever we end up doing in Gaza in the end, that Gaza will no longer be a threat to Israel, meaning that you don't let terrorists remain. And that's something that has to be done as well. So hopefully now we're at a crossroads, because there is another one of these hostage deals, very lopsided hostage deals, where we're supposed to get back only 33 hostages, and we have to release over 1,000 terrorist murderers. And at the same time, we have to agree to a 6-week ceasefire. So it's obviously a lopsided deal. I hope that the Israeli government will not agree to it. And I hope that we will go into the Rafah city, which is where most of their terrorist leaders are ensconced, and probably where many of the hostages are being held, in order to complete the war, to win the war in Gaza. This is what we have to do.
Mr. Rubin, I have to say I was stunned when I saw Benjamin Netanyahu come out and say that the International Criminal Court could be indicting him and other Israeli officials for war crimes.
Yeah, yeah. Look, we haven't had, or at least let me speak for myself, I haven't had much faith in the international community for a long time. You know, if the ICC represents the international community, then the international community is in trouble. If the UN represents the international community, then the international community is in trouble. And I'm speaking about moral clarity that seemed to go out the window a long time ago. And that's unfortunate. It's actually very sad. But it says more about the international community than it says about Israel.
What you see, too, in this is allies of Hamas that are continuing to contribute, enemies to the United States, enemies to Israel, and we're talking about Iran. And you see here in the United States, on college campuses, college students, 18, 19, 20-year-olds, that are holding up these Palestinian flags and chanting "from the rivers to the sea." And they're telling you, "Hey, Israel, you shouldn't go into Rafah." And they're basically chanting the same slogans the terrorists are chanting in Hamas and siding with them and not knowing what they are doing. Does that grieve you exactly when you see so many people doing that?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what's happening. And look, there on those campuses, there are about 50% of the people who have been out there executing these violent protests. About 50% of them are Muslim radicals that do not even study in those universities. And they know exactly what they are chanting. They know what it means. And they know that it means the extermination of Israel. However, if you look at the other half, who are students at those universities, apparently, they're just ignorant. They don't know what they're talking about. They're chanting "from the river to the sea." They don't know which river. They don't know which sea. And they've been questioned about this. It's just absolutely absurd how they're going along with this, because they are so desperate for a cause. Well, if you want a cause, you have to study a little history and see who's right. And, you know, there has only been one indigenous nation in the land of Israel in the past 3,000 years. Only one sovereign nation in the land of Israel, which they like to call Palestine, but it's Israel. There's never been a national anthem in the land sung in the land of Israel other than the Israeli national anthem. There's never been any Palestinian monetary currency, and there has never been an elected or non-elected leader of a country called Palestine. There have been many leaders in Israel, both non-elected before elections were something that we did in this world, such as King David and King Solomon, all the way up to Benjamin Netanyahu, who was a freely elected leader. So if somebody wants to study history, they can, and they can stop being ignorant. Meanwhile, I know that there are many, many people in America who do stand with Israel, who do understand the justice of Israel's cause, because I had an organization called the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, which I founded after my three-year-old son and I were wounded in a terrorist shooting on our car. And the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund supports programs for terror victim children. Mm-hmm. And that, so anyone who wants to find out more about that can go to our website, which is Shiloh, S-H-I-L-O-H, IsraelChildren.org. Shiloh, IsraelChildren.org.
Right. Shiloh Israel Children's Fund. You're the founder and also former mayor of Shiloh, Israel. David Rubin, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I'm hoping for the best, praying for the best, too, for Israel, and hoping this turns out the right way and you get your guys back, these poor people that were taken from you.
Thank you. Thank you. Much appreciated.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Ricker, filling in 97.1 FM Talk. What a voice. Does Stevie Nicks still got it? I haven't heard her recently. Can she still sing like this?
Yes.
Oh, that's going to be a great show. Wait a second. She's coming to Enterprise, isn't she?
Tuesday.
Whoa, wait a minute. She's going to be at Enterprise Center on Tuesday in St. Louis. Wouldn't it be so cool if we had tickets to give away, wouldn't it?
It would.
Do we have tickets to give away?
We do.
Oh, okay. All right, Carl, what do we got? A pair of tickets to go see Stevie Nicks next Tuesday at Enterprise Center?
Yes, we do.
Great. We just need to take a caller. Kim, you want to pick the number?
Let's do caller number 11, and it's 314-241-9797.
Perfect. All right, let's get a winner. We'll announce it here. Good luck to you. Go see Stevie Nicks, and hopefully you don't have to step over a bunch of protesters outside of Enterprise or something before it.
Or homeless.
Well, I was going to say, or homeless. They have a camp set up like a block away. I'm surprised they haven't moved that, because maybe you've covered this, Ryan, or heard about it, but they were outside City Hall, and that became an issue. So then they blocked that off with a gate, and they're like, yeah, this is closed for restoration, which is not actually happening.
I know. That's
and
the thing.
They moved like a block over.
You know, the thing that I found, homeless rarely hassle you for the most part. They just keep to their own. There's some out there that do that. And, you know, I guess some crime happens in some of these areas, too. You got to be realistic. But, man, they treat those homeless worse than these protesters that are, you know, hating the Jews openly in public. So there's a little bit of hypocrisy that's going on there. But either way, let's go see Stevie Nicks next Tuesday. Can I go? Oh, wait, someone else has got
to. You know what? If you're caller number 11, right?
Oh,
Ryan can enter.
Right now.
I'm kidding.
You can.
We've probably got a lot of people calling in right now, so good luck to you. You know what I read online? Oh, real quick, I wanted to mention something. We had Annie on at the start of the hour, and she's collecting signatures right now. And let me just make sure I got the right location for Annie, because if you missed it from earlier in Edwardsville, she is collecting signatures at the Holiday Inn Express until 10 a.m. And part of this is the dirty tricks that the Democrats are trying to pull in Illinois right now, not allowing a Republican to be slotted into that spot on the ballot. So let's look at it this. And when you keep hearing the 112th district, you think to yourself, okay, what cities does that represent? Are you part of those districts? And you may scratch your head because you say, oh, you know, I really don't know. Here's the cities that are included: Edwardsville, Maryville, Collinsville, Granite City, Caseyville, Pontoon Beach, parts of Fairview Heights, parts of Shiloh. So that's where they are collecting signatures at the Edwardsville Township Community Park a little bit later, too. I think Brad's going to be out there. So there's a few different areas. They got to get a few more extra, a few hundred extra signatures in order to make sure that the Republicans are represented on the ballots this time around.
Yep.
And it would be very important for you to do that. So when you say 112, you may not know exactly what district you're in. I understand. If you're in Illinois, Edwardsville, Maryville, Collinsville, Granite City, Caseyville, Pontoon Beach, parts of Fairview Heights, parts of Shiloh. And Annie's out now and Brad's out. And listen, just go and get that name on these on the petition so Republicans can be represented in Illinois.
They said, too, that they're going to be collecting signatures at Edwardsville Township Community Park, also known as Airplane Park, and that's from 11 to 1. So if you can't make it out to the hotel right now, go there.
Good. You got some time. Let's do it. Hopefully, by the time Annie Fry hops on the air later today, there'll be some good news, and they got all the signatures necessary. Coming up after the break, KMOV documented a scary encounter a woman had on the roads. Now, I've had similar encounters in St. Louis here. I want to talk about that coming up after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.